Tell me a little bit, before you were married, what during the Depression years, if you had any difficulties in terms of work.
Well, before I got this job at the Blue Moon Cheese, I was going to other places. I guess I worked at the candy factory for a little while. It was difficult to find work, and a lot of people didn't have any. And I can remember I was out of work for a couple of weeks one time. I went to a place that was advertising for help. It was furriers. And I told him I wanted to learn it. And he kept on insisting that he didn't think that my hands would be strong enough, and it was a hard job, and it was hard to learn, and I kept insisting that I'd like to try it anyway. So anyway, he said, Mary, I wish I had that much courage and that sort of thing. And so, but he didn't hire me, which is all right. I found something else.
And this whole time, until you were married, you still were boarding in various houses then?
Yeah.
You didn't have an apartment on your own ever?
No, I never took an apartment by myself.
Did you assume that you were going to get married someday?
Sure, everybody did. I just was trying to avoid it as long as I could.
For any special reason?
Well, I was having fun. It was a free life, and I enjoyed my freedom.
And you were still spending most of your time the same way, going to dances and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for recreation, we'd go dancing. Well, we'd see a circus or something like that once in a while, but the evening was dancing. I never learned to play tennis. I always wanted to, but I never did. Then, but we swam in the lakes, and that's nice. It's fun. So.
How about other physical activities? Since you were so active when you were younger, did you still keep up with physical activities?
Bicycling. I didn't get into ball playing or that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that much time because I worked, and I had to get ready for my clothes ready, and I'd go shopping and get a few cheap little clothes, keep going.
Were you working 5 or 6 days a week?
5. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 6 days, if they were busy. Blue Moon Cheese, often you would work 6 days in overtime. Mm. So I made good money there.
How did you dress? Do you remember your clothing style?
We wore slacks at the cheese plant.
Uh-huh.
And they gave us uniforms. Oh, we didn't have to wear slacks. Sometimes we didn't. In the hot weather, we just wore the uniform. But in colder weather, you could wear slacks.
And how about when you were working in the office of the cheese factory? Were you wearing?
I had to wear a dress.
Uh-huh.
I wore just very plain black usually. And they insisted on us wearing girdles, which was ridiculous.
Huh.
And was so uncomfortable. But we were not supposed to jiggle our cheeks, you know.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, we were told.
Huh. And how about brassieres?
Well, I always wore them, always needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Felt the need of covering up that much.
What was your hairstyle like?
I wore it natural. Let's see. Just about like this, only it wasn't quite this curly then.
Mm-hmm.
I'd keep it cut. And there's a picture of me when I was working at Lockheed there.
Oh. Well, maybe next time we can look at some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
What? When was it that you met your husband then?
I met him at a dance about a year and, let's see, was it more, it was a couple of years before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
At a dance not too far from where he lived. And where did I live? Oh, it wasn't, I lived a ways away. It was on Lindale, I remember, on Lake Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Calhoun Dance Hall. And it was run by an older woman, her husband, I guess.
What, it was like a boarding house, right?
The dance hall?
Oh, the dance hall.
Yeah.
I see.
That's what I meant.
Uh-huh. And what sort of plans did you talk about with each other?
Oh. We didn't have much to plan with, actually, because he had work. He worked at a BB company where they made BBs, made shells.
Oh, what, for BB guns, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to get married, of course. And I kept saying no till, and he was, I went to work for my board and room again. And I had to be in the evenings to keep this woman's company. She was afraid to be alone. Her husband was out of town. So he went with, he had a date with somebody else, and yet he come to see me at the same evening, and he expected, it was Sunday, and he was expecting to dump me right at a certain time, and I said, no. I wanted to test him. I said, no. I said, I don't have to go home tonight. I don't have to stay in tonight. And he, so he had to tell me he had a date. So I told him, that's it. Forget it. Don't come and see me. So the next night he brought me a watch. So there we are. That's, then after a while I accept him.
Once you started seeing him, you did not date other men, though?
Well, when I went, I didn't actually go steady with him for a while. I'd go with others.
Mm-hmm.
Until we decided to get married.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, you didn't do things like they do nowadays. You aren't that free with yourself.
And what was your plans after marriage then?
Just got married and you hoped you could have a little apartment. Because things weren't very, very good, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you anticipated still staying in the beauty salon?
I had already managed. I was working at that, and I had planned on staying with that, but I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then
tell me a little bit about, did you have a wedding?
Yes. We went with, I went to school with a woman, and her she was there with her husband. Her husband was going, taking some kind of religious training. And she was taking beauty work.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in South Dakota. So we went with them to their hometown, Brookings, South Dakota. And we got married there. And he knew the minister, and they had their friends around, and we enjoyed that.
Mm. Yeah. So it was in their home then?
Yes, uh-huh. It was. No, let's see. It was in the minister's home
uh-huh.
that we were married.
Did any of your family come?
No. We didn't invite anybody. Mm-hmm. We just took off. We didn't tell them until afterwards.
Once you moved to Minneapolis, what was your relationship like then with your family?
It was okay. I'd go and see them, and I used to take things, give them money and bring things home to them, stuff mm-hmm. like that.
And then after your wedding, you came back to Minneapolis?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It started out, I married just before this thing was through, so I stayed where I was, and he stayed with his folks, and because I didn't want to move in with them while I was going to school. So, but he wasn't the kind to go ahead and get a place himself. And he figured that he'd live with them, and his folks wanted to live with them because they were having hard times, and they wanted him paying the rent. So after a while, I moved in with them, but they had bugs, cockroaches, and bugs. And I couldn't stand it. I'd get up, and I wouldn't sleep in my bed. So he had bought a house, and it was in debt, and we had to refinance that and get rid of the tenant that was in there. And they had cut it up, it was home, and they had cut it all up into little places. So instead of putting it back as the home, we fixed up the little apartments. So we had four little apartments, and we had one.
Mm.
And his folks had another. We ran to the other two. So we brought in income so that we paid for the place. And so we really weren't paying any rent.
Mm-hmm. And he was still working at the BB factory, and you were at the beauty shop.
Yeah, and we'd been married for about 3 years, and I got pregnant. And then he was out of a job. They had a strike, and he was out of a job. And finally, when I was about to go to the hospital, he got work painting railroad cars, which was a terrible job. But then soon after that, he got a better job at a company that made some kind of parts. And they paid well. And when that job ran out, Lockheed were looking for help. And I had the baby, and the baby was about 10 months old.
Uh-huh.
And he applied for this.
Lockheed came to Minnesota
recruiting?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he applied for that job, and we came out here. We had about $30 after I sold furniture and paid up what we needed to. And then he got here and he needed a new pair of glasses before he could go to work. So that was $30.
How did you come out?
We borrowed that from his aunt and uncle. They were on his mother's side of him. Some relatives out here, and we drove out.
Uh-huh.
In an old car, and bought some furniture, we bought a trailer with us, and so we brought some stuff, and we lived down in L.A. on Pico for about 3 weeks, and then we lived in Hollywood on Commonwealth. While I worked at Lockheed.
When did you arrive here then, in Los Angeles?
1941.
So he actually started working at Lockheed before Pearl Harbor then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He started in, we came in October.
Uh-huh.
And he started right away.
Uh-huh. Tell me about coming to Los Angeles, after you quit the beauty shop, what was your daily life like before you came out to Los Angeles? Because there was about 3 or so years in there where you weren't working.
We were remodeling
mm-hmm.
the apartments, and I would do most of that work.
Well, how did you learn to do that?
Just doing it. And I'd wallpaper and paint. And when I wasn't busy, I'd go skating or swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And look for work. things like that.
So you thought about continuing working?
Yeah.
Though before you became pregnant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who were your friends? Who would you see? Still the same friends?
I used to see Adeline, and I had a couple sisters in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and I'd see them and help them out. And I had a neighbor mm-hmm. that we do things together. I still see her.
Now, tell me, what sort of work would you do in the remodeling? The painting and wallpapering, would you do any other sort of?
Carpenter work, some of the carpenter work.
Now, how did you learn to do that?
His dad was a carpenter.
I see.
And he'd do some, and I'd watch him. Uh-huh. And then I got so I could do it.
Was that the first kind of craft sort of work like that you had engaged in?
I was interested in it as a kid. I was always trying to do things. Even when we built our cardboard houses, I was never satisfied with a sloppy job. So, and I worked with things like that as much as I could as mm-hmm. a kid. Mm-hmm. But one of the first jobs was there in Hollywood after I was 51 years old that I really considered I was doing something mm-hmm. worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So I built in a kitchen range and things like that.
But it was during this period that you really first learned carpentry and those skills. Uh-huh. And how did his father feel about your working with him doing the carpentry?
Oh, I had to stay with in the distance mostly. I could paint in the room and wait on him and bring him his tools and, you know. And since then I've had men want to take me on as a partner, and I could furnish the money and do the dirty work.
So it started early.
So I never took on any of those.
Tell me, after your... or before you did, what did you know anything about birth control? Did you plan your children at all?
Yeah, after the first one I did, I was fitted with diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And I used that for a while, but then I didn't, because after a while I thought, well, if I get pregnant again. But it turned out that my husband was sterile. Mm. So we wouldn't have had any anyway.
But the first one was, you hadn't used anything up till that time with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about your pregnancy?
Well, I was welcoming that mm-hmm. then. I wanted it.
And what was your, what was the birth experience like?
Well, they gave me gas, which I spit out, so it was... It was kind of rough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went through the whole thing without... I got the anesthetic after she was born.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So it was in a hospital, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Swedish hospital in Minneapolis.
Now, what was your life, your daily life like after she was born?
Taking care of her, of course, and then I had apartments. I had to keep them up. I always furnished linens to them and furnished the furniture and kept them round up and things like that. And we used to show whatever apartments we had, including the one we were in, and move into another one if we weren't ours. So, but that, see, I was only in Minneapolis 10 months. We moved on a little farm in the springtime. We moved on a little farm when she was about 6 months old, I guess. In other words, she was, a little older. And, I bought 100 chickens and our friends gave us a couple of pigs. And we planted some potatoes, and I had tomatoes and strawberries and things like that.
How did you feel about being on the farm?
Oh, I liked it. I would like to stay there. I was getting started, really. And I had bought, we bought a brooder, and it didn't come in time. The chickens came, and the brooder came a couple of weeks later. In the meantime, I had a little kerosene stove that I put in the middle of one bedroom floor and put a lot of papers down and put the little chickens in there. And they sleep in there. They were all spread out because it was comfortable. And cheap, 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 you know. So anyway, I raised 100 out of 100 to maturity. And I sold them. They cost me 35 cents a piece, and I sold them at $1.25 a piece, I think. So I made 90 cents on each one. And that was including the price of the brooder and everything.
Now, did your husband come from a farm background, too?
No, he was a city boy.
So was the farm your idea then?
He didn't like it. I wanted him to plow the potatoes, and he wasn't about to. But he had varicose veins, and he was supposed to walk, but he wouldn't do it. So I couldn't manage that.
And that's when the Lockheed came around, was when you were on the farm then?
Yeah.
What was your relationship?
Well, he was working at this place, and I don't know if they came there, or I think they probably did, or he went to look for a job.
So he was working in town, and you were doing the farm work, in other words.
Yeah, over out near Anoka.
I see.
And he'd drive into town and work.
Oh. So moving out to the idea of getting a farm, though, was your idea?
Yeah, I think it was about 10 miles out of Minneapolis.
What was your relationship like with your husband that those first couple of years of your marriage?
We enjoyed it, and we went out together. Not as much what I wanted to do as what he wanted to do, because he spent most of his time looking at used cars. That's what he wanted to do, or go and sit with his folks and chat.
And what was it that you would want to do?
Well, anything. I'd go to a movie or to, he wasn't much for dancing, but we'd like to go on, like to go to them. He liked the schottische and some of the old-time dances. And circus or anything like that, or ball games I would like to go to, but I couldn't get him to go very often. But we'd go out to the lakes and walk around and things like that.
Was there any problem that you had with each other over the issue of moving to the farm?
He didn't seem to object. I guess he thought it was fine if I was out on the farm. He was in town. He was pleased doing what he wanted to do. But it was nice out there, 10 acres. We had a good chicken house and a brooder house.
So you did all the farm work then yourself?
Yeah. Well, we hired somebody to take care of the potatoes, but we didn't get anything out of it because we moved too soon.
So you were there only the six months or so before you then moved out to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay, I think